Hour 2 on a Tuesday starts right now here on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. I'm Chelsea Messenger. He's Michael Jenkins. And if you stick with us over the next couple of segments, here's what's on tap. In 2 minutes, we get to our ACC season preview. Does Clemson cakewalk once again to the college football playoff? At 7:20, we go on to our daily baseball bets. And then later on in the show, we'll discuss that picture of Justin Herbert and Madison Beer. If you don't know who Madison Beer is, that's fine. We will walk you through why this relationship or alleged relationship could be significant to the Chargers. It's all coming up next here on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. All right, Jenks. So I got an email yesterday that made me audibly shout, "What?" So I got an email from YouTube TV, which I know you are a subscriber to YouTube TV as well. So you probably got this same email. And the header was an update on our partnership with Fox. And I said, oh boy, I've seen these emails before and they are never good. So it said, we want to be transparent about our ongoing discussions with Fox. If we aren't able to reach an agreement with Fox by August 27th, their content may become available. Unavailable, excuse me. If this happens, it'll impact channels like Fox, Fox News, and Fox Sports. Great. Football season is about to start. I don't know if you knew this, but there are some pretty big games on Fox when it comes to college football and also when it comes to the NFL. So this is not great. And oh, by the way, you're thinking, oh, well, are they going to offer us anything for our trouble? Well, if their content becomes unavailable for an extended period of time, we'll offer our subscribers a $10 credit. I don't want a $10 credit. I want to be able to watch football. So, Jenks, I'm not feeling great about this. I feel like sometimes we have had these scares before. I think they did this with CBS right before March Madness, and they did eventually work it out. So another contract dispute before the football season gets started. I will say at least this is not Micah Parsons related. But how are we feeling? Confidence level in YouTube TV to reach a deal with Fox?
I have a message for YouTube TV and Fox. Right here. Right here. Work it out. I don't care about your $10 credit. I don't want a $20 credit. Okay? I don't want a credit. I want you guys to work it out. Okay? I need this. We need this. You know whose side I'm taking here? The side of the people. We have Texas, Ohio State happening this weekend. And by the way, it's week one of college football, and you guys are playing a game of grab ass because you can't figure it out. An agreement, figure it out. Figure it out. I've waited all summer for this. I need the Horns and Buckeyes at noon. In fact, I made my plans yesterday. As a matter of fact, about 2 hours ago, just before I came in, I ordered a t-shirt, a Texas t-shirt, specifically for this game. And because I procrastinated, we're not talking about that, I had to pay extra shipping to get it here in time, and I'm wearing that shirt, and I'm watching this game because you guys are going to go in a room and figure it out. Don't send me this email late last night and freak me out for no reason. I've waited all summer for this. Figure it out.
I want to know what this t-shirt looks like because I hang out with a lot of like moms. So I imagine like this like sparkly in Comic Sans, like Etsy shop t-shirt, which I know that's not what it is. I'm sure it's very masculine. But I just had that quick thought. But also like they can't keep yanking our chain right before these big sports events.
Yeah.
Because like, can I sue for emotional distress? The fact that they did this before March Madness, now they're doing this before football season. Like, what's next? The Masters? Like, I don't even want to put it in the universe because now they're probably going to do that. I'm like, oh, we need to renegotiate with CBS Sports again. This is terrible. Like, YouTube TV, you're skating on thin ice. And here's the problem is that everybody is going to, like, these new streaming things because I think part of the problem is it sounds like Fox is trying to start its own platform. Like, did you read further into this email?
Oh, yeah.
It's not great. Like, ESPN started something nonsensical that I think a lot of companies are going to try to do. Like, I don't know when we're going to have a full circle moment of going back to cable TV where it's like, hey, getting everything a la carte sucks. I wonder if there's a way that we can prevent this. Back to cable. So, I don't know. It feels like a dangerous road we're going down.
Well, I just want you to know that my shirt says I'm a man's man in sequins. And it's really, it's really, that's why it's, you know, I paid the extra money for shipping because it's going to be handmade. Obviously, I only get my shirts off of Etsy. So I'm excited about it. I'm very excited. And I'll probably put, you know, some oil stains or something, you know, rough it up a little bit. I don't want it to look too new when I show up at the party on Saturday.
You can cut the sleeves. You can do those little fringy things.
I only wear sleeveless stuff. Only sleeveless. The only reason I wear sleeves on this show is because Andrew makes me. Otherwise, forget it. It would be tank tops and cut off shirts.
Yeah, sun's out, guns out, baby. And I think the weather's supposed to be great this week. All right, so we do have football starting this week, and we do have football starting in the ACC. I understand that everybody wants to talk about the SEC and the Big Ten, but the ACC certainly has some contenders as well, especially at the top. A lot of people really like Clemson this year, and they are your favorites to win the ACC at minus 110. Win total 9.5. I do think there are maybe three or four other teams that can contend with Clemson. Miami is 4-1 this year. We know they have Carson Beck. We know they had a great squad last year, but huge questions on their defense, which they're saying, hey, we revamped our defense. We went to the transfer portal. Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. I feel like every team says this every single year. Louisville is supposed to be good again this year as well. Plus 750. They've got Miller Moss coming over from USC at quarterback. SMU, a team that played in the college football playoff just a year ago, is plus 850, win total of 8.5. And then some people are high on Georgia Tech. They're 12-1 and a win total of 7.5. Remember, they went to Dublin last year and won in a thriller, I believe, against, who is it, Florida State? So they started their season off great last year. I think that's probably the contenders for me. I don't think I can really make a case for anybody else in the ACC. Jinx, is there anybody else you want to throw in the contenders category?
No, I'm looking. I think SMU is sort of interesting, and I can give you a few reasons why. Like, Rhett Lashley, I think, is a hell of a head coach, and Kevin Jennings really came on at the end of last year before just losing his mind in that Penn State game. I remember that vividly because I thought, SMU can keep this within the number, and then just Jennings just, like, he just didn't know what he was doing. He just couldn't handle the crowd noise. Wasn't a good performance from him, even though he is a good quarterback. And they got some interesting guys in the portal who can catch passes out of the backfield. T.J. Harden out of UCLA. They'll put up a ton of points. They're fun to watch. But the problem is they're just not Clemson. Like, Clemson really is far and away the best program in this conference, which everyone knows. They might win it all. Like, I'm big on Clemson this year. And they have so much talent back. Like, Kate Klubnik could win the Heisman. There's no question about it. And receiver, they got Antonio Williams back. They have Bryant Wesco Jr. back. Tyler Brown is there. So he's got, I believe, what, three of his top four starters from last year. Most of that offensive line is back. And then on the defensive line, they have some studs as well, particularly T.J. Parker, who is just one of the best players in the country. I mean, at every level, Clemson looks like a national title contender. So at minus 110, I have to say that's kind of don't mind that price. I don't see anyone catching Clemson. I'm surprised you're not paying more minus money, which kind of sounds strange when you're talking about winning a conference, but they really are far and away better than everyone else.
Right, and I think their schedule kind of lines up for it. I will say, if you're high on Clemson to win the national championship, you should probably do it before the first game of the season, because it is a big one to start the year against LSU. And I think this is an important point to make when you're talking about futures. Timing is everything. Like, I understand we're doing a season preview because the season's about to start, but I think some of these bets you need to make sooner rather than later, especially these teams that start the season with a big game. And conversely, you can look at other teams that, you know, maybe you could wait and say, okay, I think they're going to lose their first game of the season because I don't know about you, Jenks, but I have questions about Miami. Like, Carson Beck is an entrenched veteran. You know, he's played for forever, it feels like. But I still have big questions about their defense, and they start the season against Notre Dame. So I think I kind of like Notre Dame, even though they are the road team in that situation. So I think if you like Miami, you wait and maybe bet on their win total when it's adjusted after that game. Or I guess you could take the under, but the rest of their schedule, you know, it lines up pretty well, the fact that they play a ton of games in the state of Florida. Like, I don't think they leave the state of Florida until October 17th when they play Louisville, but they do play Florida. That should be a tough game. Florida State, I have questions about them, as does everybody else. But if we are talking about quarterbacks and outside of the realm of contenders, keep your eye on Darian Mensah for Duke. He's being paid $4 million a year, and we know that Duke has surprised people before. I'm not saying that they can win the conference. I am just saying that they're a scrappy team that maybe you take the points when they're playing some. There's the bigger contenders in the conference. I know Haynes King is also somebody who has gotten some headlines at Georgia Tech as well. Jenks, I know you're probably not a Haynes King fan. Didn't he come from Texas A&M?
He did. I used to hate him, but now I really like him a lot. And he does a great job now.
Oh,
yeah.
He's cured.
Well, yeah. You know, you got to get people. This is a country of second chances. And I'm like, all right, if you go elsewhere, all right, I like you now. And he's done so much better at Georgia Tech. Like, he's really established himself as one of the better players in college football. Very exciting player. Of course, had that huge win last year over Miami. I just want to go back to Miami for a second because I think isn't it Carson Beck? Isn't that the problem with Miami? Which I know it's not the only problem. But last year, their issue was their secondary, where how many games, I mean, now you're going to be a Cam Ward fan because he's a Titan. How many games outside of that Georgia Tech one did Cam Ward save the season by making a great play or bringing Miami back late or throwing a deep pass, whatever it was? Like, it was a lot of times they would just get involved in shootouts, and it was because they had Cam Ward at quarterback. So they can't afford to do that again, and they tried to address that. They brought in Corey Heatherman from Minnesota to try and revamp that defense, and they brought in a lot of new players. They're going to be really stout on the defensive line. Like, teams are going to have a very hard time running the ball on Miami. But they revamped that secondary, and they're learning a new system, and the secondary was the real weakness last season. So if they get in the same spot this year where teams are able to go deep on them or able to put up points, I'm not really confident that now you have Carson Beck being the guy that needs to lead you back again and again and again, because he'll look great and then all of a sudden, you know, throw sort of this mindless pick.
Yeah, I don't trust Carson Beck that much. I feel like with guys who have trouble throwing interceptions in big moments, like, that's something that feels hard to cure for me. Like, if you're a bad decision-making quarterback, that's not something that, like, immediately leaves you after one offseason or a change to a different school. I will say, looking at the quarterbacks in the ACC, it's a pretty good crop. You know, and there's a lot of guys who are returning. So if you look at it from that standpoint, you know, they have a list of, like, ranking. Like, Cade Klubnik is one of the favorites to win the Heisman, and I think he has a really good shot at winning it. Carson Beck, which we just discussed, I don't know about that. Kevin Jennings, who has a good track record with the exception of a few playoff games. Haynes King. We go to Miller Moss, who's played, like, it feels like 15 seasons. And then Darian Mensah at Duke. So I know it doesn't have the depth of the SEC, but I do think there's some wild cards here, because we know if you have a good quarterback in college, it can cure a lot of problems. It feels like, you know, those advertisements for, what is it, Flex Seal, where he puts, like, the sticker on the water.
Yes.
Like, we've seen this. Yeah. Like, in college football, if you have a great quarterback, it can cure a lot of problems, like we saw with Cam Ward last year.
Yeah.
So I do think that there are a few teams that could maybe contend. But in the end, I do think the team that goes to the college football playoff out of the ACC is Clemson. Do we see another team going to the college football playoff? Do you think the ACC can get two teams in?
Maybe. Maybe by virtue of the fact that I feel like this conference is a little top-heavy. But then again, maybe it's not. But it kind of is, really. I mean, you got Clemson, Miami, Louisville, SMU, and then there's a drop, right? Like, Georgia Tech might be kind of a dark horse, I guess. Florida State has fallen off in a big way, which is just crazy. I mean, a couple of years ago, they were just gangbusters, and here they are sitting at 25-1 with a win total of 6.5. Like, what a fall. Mm. But because it's sort of top-heavy, then, you know, it's not the strongest conference, so I think you probably could see a Miami or Louisville, you know, maybe an SMU, one of those teams slip in as one of the lower seeds.
Yeah, I think I'm also going to take the win total for Clemson, over 9.5. We didn't even discuss, Dabo Swinney used to be on top of the mountaintop of best coaches in college football. I still think he is a great coach. All right, coming up next, switching gears to baseball, our favorite daily plays on the slate. Come your way next here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.